This is Troy State's Public Radio News. You can enjoy giggle water at Macomb's new juice joint if you know your onions. Troy State's Public Radio's Rich Ucker explains.
Mix some adult beverages with some live music and lively conversations, and you've got the back room at the Western Illinois Museum.
Welcome to the speakeasy. We're so glad you came in tonight.
Marla Vizdal is vice president of the museum's board. She says this is an experiment for the museum. They're inviting people to come out for some fun in the museum's back room, which is where artifacts are stored. Twice a month, the space is transformed into a Prohibition-era-style speakeasy. The building's plain white back door is the front door for the speakeasy, which is called the Blind Swine. Don't bother looking for a sign. It's unmarked. You have to know what you're looking for to find it. To get inside, you'll have to walk around some scaffolding and yellow caution tape outside the single-story red brick building, and it helps if you know the right thing to say as you walk in.
Do you know the password?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I hear the river's rising.
Yes, hurry, get in before your feet get wet.
The back room's windows are boarded up as the museum works to replace them with ones that are more energy efficient. Museum Director Sue Scott says this makes the Blind Swine even more inconspicuous.
It's more authentic. I was kind of worried about that, but then I was reading that it was very common that they would take warehouses and board up the windows to deaden the sound and people looking in for what's happening. So it actually is perfect, plays into what we're doing back here.
And she says what they're doing is bringing people closer to history. Scott says that's a trend in museums, getting artifacts out from behind glass display cases and creating events such as the speakeasy nights. For these events, they use about a quarter of the back room, a space that was originally an automotive garage many years ago. Lights are strung across a section of the speakeasy. The space is decorated with artifacts from the 1920s, such as fashion accessories, radios, and advertising signs for products such as root beer, cough drops, and Ex-Lax. There's even a refrigerator from that era, when iceboxes for the home were still a fairly new concept. Scott says the speakeasy events give people a sense of what life was like back then, and she says the name, the Blind Swine, is inspired by Prohibition-era slang.
The blind pig was typically used for a rural speakeasy, and they would put animal attractions out, pigs, local farmers bring pigs. With the admission ticket, you would get a beverage, so it was sort of a cover for actually what was happening inside.
Speaking of slang, the first sentence you heard in this story is full of slang.
You can enjoy giggle water at Macomb's new juice joint if you know your onions.
Giggle water is liquor. A juice joint is a speakeasy, and know your onions is slang for knowing what's up. Brochures with more examples of 1920s slang were available during one recent night at the Blind Swine. Some of the more colorful terms are dropping the pilot, which means getting a divorce. An umbrella is a young man any girl can borrow for the evening. A cellar smeller is a young man who always turns up where liquor is to be had without cost. Trista Trone of Macomb thinks the Blind Swine is something good, or as they would have said in the 1920s, it's the bee's knees or the cat's pajamas.
Oh, I love it. It's so neat that we do things in a small town like this. It's nice to hear the live music and be able to meet a lot of the community members out here.
One of those community members is Jake Henson of Macomb, who added to the vibe by driving up in his Prohibition-era car.
We have a 1924 Ford Model T. It's a depot hack.
Which means what?
That it is a wood-bodied car that was originally owned by a hotel. Passengers would come in on a train, and the hotel would pick them up at the train and their luggage and take them back to the hotel.
Henson says he drives the car whenever he gets a chance, even though it takes a bit of time to get anywhere. His Model T runs smoothly at speeds of no more than about 30 miles per hour. The Blind Swine will be open the first and third Friday of each month through September. Sue Scott says they're planning something different for each evening, so no two will be exactly alike.
Different music, different types of activity, different aspects of that era, clothing, culture, food, games. Board games were really popular.
And as for future passwords,
shh,
It's a secret.
Well, you'll have to check the museum's Facebook page the day of the event to know your onions. As for now, it's time for me to fade and make a clean sneak. This is your news hawk, Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.